Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fourth month, the fifth day of the year 2026, and it's Resurrection Day. Christ is truly risen.
Alleluia, alleluia.
And don't let the apostate Jews or anyone else lie to you, for Christ is truly risen. As a matter of fact, I just spoke with them this morning. And last night, too, by the way, anyway. Now, the lecture that we're going to be giving this day is titled, On My Book on Jesus Christ. And I'm going to give you an overview of that book that I've been working on. And I've been already had, it was previously, it was called The Briefs on Jesus Christ. And I tried to keep it as brief as possible on several topics. And then I realized, which is okay to have briefs too, but several topics in there, when people are denying dogmas, you got to dig in a little deeper. Because you need to refute them, you need to show them where they're taking somebody out of context. So then I realized that I need to go a little deeper on some of these topics, and probably on all of them. And so here, I'm just going to tell you what I ended up doing. So there was a couple chapters I added to that brief. It's no longer a brief, so it's now a book. Because I added a couple chapters. There was one chapter, for giving an example, ones that God is all-knowing, Jesus Christ's human nature is all-knowing. That's a dogma. Now, I had in the brief about one page, two pages. Because I thought everybody believed that. And, you know, most of your people do. But some people out there don't believe it. They're like Nestorians. They don't believe Jesus Christ's human nature is all-knowing. They believe he was stupid about certain things. He was dumb. He had to learn, which is blasphemous. It's really horrible to think such a thing. But that's why I gave a few quotes on proving that, well, this is a dogma. But Nestorian didn't believe that. There are people that really don't believe that Jesus Christ in his human nature, that he was not all-knowing. So they had to learn. Mary had to teach him. He was stupid about certain things. It's a horrible thing. But there are people out there that believe that, even today, down till today. We still have Nestorians living. You have them, I think, in Syria or in Egypt. You got all your kinds of heretics you had back then are alive today, and they're different sects and their groups. And a lot of your nominal Catholics, some of your nominal Catholics are stupid. They fall for this. So I said, I got to go back, because what they'll do is they'll come out and they'll misquote some church fathers to make you think Jesus had to learn that he was, in his human nature, that he was really stupid, and they only give you those quotes, and they don't show you anything else, and they quote them out of context. So I said, I'm going to go into this and tear it apart and go deep. And I'm going to get all the teachings, show the church fathers on it. So then I decided to, this is about 6 months ago, I think. I've been working on this now for about 6 months, maybe more, but at least 6 months. Mm-hmm. And so I said, let me start working on Jesus Christ is all-knowing as a dogma, refute the people that are using church fathers' teachings out of context. And I started to work on that. And that expanded into like a lot of pages. So I said, this is no longer a brief. So I said, and I said, this, I'm going to call it a book, because then here's what happened also. I'm going to give you the chapter. I'm going to just tell you, I'm going over the chapter of things in here. The other thing is Jesus Christ is all-powerful. Is an allowable opinion. His human nature is all-powerful. That's an allowable opinion. And I get into that too. I get into the how many ways Jesus Christ's human nature is different from ours. It's not just one way. Some people say Jesus' human nature is not like us, and is like ours in every way except for sin. That's not true. There's more. Now, church fathers said that, but in context, his human nature is way more different than ours. It's not just sin. His human nature is united to a divine nature and one divine person. Is that your will? Do you have a divine nature? Do you have a divine nature? No. Jesus Christ's human nature was united to a divine nature and one divine person. Big, big, big difference. All right, and that you're going to see how that matters. So I included that, and I'll go over more topics in here. But I just want to generally say that I added a couple more chapters. I expanded a couple chapters. So now I'm turning this thing is a book. Now, when the book is done, then I'm going to go back and maybe do briefs. You know, I can take the all-knowing. I already got a brief on it. That was like only a page or two. And for people who already believe the dogma, it's there. So you still could be brief, but I realized you got to get deeper, because there's heretics out there that deny dogmas. And here's another thing. We want to convert the Nestorians. We want to convert the Monophysites. There's Monophysite heretics in Egypt and Syria, alive today. The Coptics.
I think Mari.
Oh,
he's a Nestorian. Yeah.
He's an historian.
Yeah, he is.
And he believes that, and I, so we want to convert these people that are holding these heresies regarding Jesus Christ and the Muslims and the Orthodox Jews who don't even believe he's God. So now we teach them that he is Jesus Christ. There's three divine persons and one God. Then they believe that. Then we got to teach them about the incarnation and the dogmas about Jesus' divine nature united to his human nature and one divine person. All these things matter because if we don't teach it the right way, the Orthodox Jew can be lured by the Nestorian, by Mari Mari. He can be lured by the Monophysite. He can say, okay, I believe in the Holy Trinity, but I believe Jesus Christ only had one nature. It was his divine nature merged with his human nature. Or I believe that Nestorian, that there's two persons, not one. A divine person and a human person. Mary gave birth to only the human person. And then here comes the divine person and unites with the human person, but there's two separate persons. So Jesus Christ is just a human. That's Nestorianism. Now, I don't want the Orthodox Jew believing that if he converts. I don't want the Muslim believing that. I don't want anybody believing that. I want to convert to people who do believe in that. So how am I going to do that within a brief, which is a page or two? So the brief is okay to get people's attention to go into something deeper if they have problems with it. So I'm realizing, hey, I got to go deeper on this. Because this is very important. I do a lot. That's why you haven't heard me posting a lot of lectures for a while. We do lectures every Lord's Day. And we put them out to the people on site. Every Lord's Day, I do an hour, hour and a half lecture, sometimes 2 hours. And we post it. But I'm not putting them up because with the lectures, when I do a lecture on the Lord's Day, I have to look at it during the week to make sure I have if there's anything I said that was incorrect, erroneous. Or if I'm mentioning people I don't want to mention because I don't want their names to be public. So I'd have to go during the week, listen to my hour and a half, 2 hour lecture, edit it, then post it. So what I've been doing is I got all these lectures I've been doing every Lord's Day. I have them all. One day, maybe somebody can go back and help me to go over it before I can post it. But if you're online on my chat site, you get them. And we talk politics too, but I don't want to, my thing is this, I wanted to concentrate on theology. And God said, Richard, concentrate on theology, even in your lectures, fine, but do these books. You need these books. You got to write this stuff. And you got to put all your effort into it. Because God's not going to do miracles for us until these theological works that I have to finish are done. The key ones, the big ones are already done. God already showed me the Hellenization of Christianity. By the anti-church fathers and scholastics, the great apostasy, not Catholics can't hold offices, the Bible, the prayer book, all these important things have been done already. So the major, really big stuff is done, but there's still more stuff to do. Important things. I got a list of a lot of things I need to do, but there's a top list of key important things to do. And I wasn't realizing how important it was to expand upon, for instance, the dogma that Jesus Christ's human nature is all-knowing. That's a dogma, but there are people denying it, and then somebody ends up denying it, and then and they're misquoting people, and they're misleading people. Then I went, whoa, I got to deal with this. And look, I spoke a lot about politics already, and I'm going to continue to do it later on, but I'm now concentrating first on theology, because I'm the one can do, there's a lot of people out there that can be talking politics anyway. And we are the only ones that have the real political view on what's going on, and I gave enough of that out there already. But the theological stuff, that's unique to us, the Catholic Church, to the work God has given me. So I've been concentrating on that. This is a really big book now. It's a book on Jesus Christ now, not briefs. And to let you know sort of what's going on with that, I've been working on a book called On the Holy Trinity for like 30 years. I mean, you got to see all the stuff I have. And that's this is my favorite work I love to do, by the way. And I'm writing theology about God. When you're writing about the dogmas, it's good. It's fun. It's not fun when you refute the heretics. So I don't want to. When you're doing the heretics and how they lie and how they quote people out of context, that's not fun. But Mary said to St. Peter, you're going to go where you don't want to go. Well, you got to read these people who are spouting out these heresies, and you got to refute them. It's painful. It is literally painful. I mean, your head explodes. I got to put my head in the freezer to decompress it when I'm done. Like studying the Summa enough to be able to pull out the heresies. I'm done with it. So he's gone. So, like I was telling the brothers, when you're refuting a heretic, it's not a symphony. It's more like German. You know, I don't want to insult the Germans, but you know, German. How about Italian is romantic. German is, you know, when I write about the dogma, the truth is a symphony, and it's beautiful, and I love it. And basically, I could have just taught you the dogma, and not even mention about the heretics, and you'd have what you need, because you say no, this is what Rich taught. But you still got to go in there because people are going to sneak out and go, Richard, I know what you said, but look what this guy said that he said, and they're going to try to twist people's teachings, lie about what they taught, say they didn't teach it when they taught, say they taught it when they didn't teach it. That work is torturous. Because you got to go in and look at the Latin. You got to look what this guy said. What did he say? Did he say this? If he said it, what did he say elsewhere? Are you taking it in context? Are you taking him the way he meant to take it? So all that work, and what I'm saying here is difficult, and it needs to be done. I like doing that work. I'm good at it. I can do it. I like it. Even though it's painful, I like it. But it's, you know, the first thing you want though is the dogma. So most important, if you said, Richard, you have a choice. You're going to put the dogma out there, but you're not going to refute the heretics or even mention them. I'll put the dogma out there because I know what it is. I'm praying to God, say, God, I got the dogma out there. No, you got to show them where they're lying. Here's another thing. You got to resurrect the reputation of a church father that's being dragged into a heresy that they never held. Or an emperor or a Holy Roman emperor. You got to stand up for their reputation because they're being lied about. Yeah. They're telling you they held a heresy they didn't hold. So you got to go in there and clean up the reputation. You got to go in and get the contemporary sources. And you can't even trust all contemporary sources because they could be tainted. Then the sources that are close to the contemporary sources. Then you got to look at the sources of the actual guy himself and what he taught. That is laborious, hard work. I know what the dogma is. And so now you're telling me what this guy said. I'm going to say, did he really say that? Was he really a heretic? And you look at it and say, hey, guess the guy wasn't a heretic. You lied about him. So, this I'm getting really finishing off these important theological things about the nature of Jesus Christ, and God's impressed it upon how important it is to go deep on it. Deeper, you know? I mean, I know it, we know it, but there's other people out there that don't know it, and there's other people out there being deceived. So, here we are, I'm expanding on these things in this particular book. Oh, you're going to love it, though. It's beautiful. Like I said, when I'm talking about the dogmas, it's wonderful. And you're going to see how everything I'm talking about here, like, upholds the Immaculate Conception to the highest degree. Yeah. So when I'm doing this work, it's that kind of work about the dogmas. It's beautiful. So this work needs to be done before God starts doing miracles or bringing people in here. Because when we get an Orthodox Jew, a Muslim, even you want to convert this guy, Mari, whatever his name is, and we're going to get people like that. Yeah. So, let's say God does a miracle. This guy wants to come over. Hey, Rich, what are you teaching? You know, and we know he's an historian. Yeah. You're going to want to give him something deeper, not just one page. Now, he still has to believe the one page. That's another thing. Like, look, you got to believe that there's one person in two nations. There's not two persons. You got to believe the dogma, Mari, and then I'll explain it to you. But explaining to them does help convert them. That's why a lot of times Augustine, they would do all these writings to try to show them where they're wrong. So if I don't have anything up there that's going deeper, sufficiently deep into this issue, they're not going to have nothing to read.
Yeah.
And so I'm going deep. Now, you want to go deep. I mean, church fathers, and I thank God for them anyway. Thank God for the Catholic Church. Thank God for the Catholic Church. Thank God for the Catholic Church. Thank God for the Catholic faith, because without this, we're all lost. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes they would write like volumes of stuff. And it was beautiful too, but you don't really need to. I don't need to read volumes of stuff. I just need to take out some of the key teachings that they have. And even though you're going to say, like one chapter I just finished, it was called Jesus Christ's Human Nature is Intrinsically Incorrupt. Now, that's a big thing, believe it or not. I'm not going to talk about it now. I'm going to discuss that later. It's in the book. But that's like 40 pages. I mean, okay, it's 40 pages, right? But I have hundreds of pages of notes before I boiled it down. I might have like 300, 400, 500 pages of notes, and I boiled it down to 40 pages. I saved you guys from having to read 400 pages. Now you only got to read 40. It still may seem to be a lot, because my prayer to God is, if you do it the right way, you could teach simply and everybody can understand it. It's true. Sometimes the church fathers are harder to understand. They go on sometimes. But I try to boil it down and make it very easily understandable as much as possible. And it is when you explain it. And if it's explained the right way, and you don't want to confuse people, so all this you got to take into mind. I'm looking at all these teachings. I'm boiling it down to a minimal. You don't want to go too minimal. You want to have what you need. And you don't want to confuse people. So you want to do it as simply as possible, but you still got to dive in there deep, okay? So, and that's the key work of the church. That's my number one work, is theology, the Catholic faith. Number two, politics, yes. Apocalypse, we've been talking about this. I got 100 lectures I was getting ready to do on politics, on the world, on what's going on. I don't even mention, say anything about it, because I don't go off on it. But I said enough already to get people to know what's going on in the world. I'm going to come back to that. God has a lot of people out in the world exposing things. So I'll come back to that. But these last 6 months, and I think for the next 6 months and maybe, I don't know how long, I got a few more things I got to finish. And I'm going to explain to you guys what that is right now. I'm talking about maybe 3 or 4 different works I need to get done. And then there's other works I need to do, but they're not priorities. But you can understand what I'm talking about now about the priority of that Jesus Christ is all-knowing. Jesus Christ, about the dogmas about the Holy Trinity, that there's 3 divine persons and 1 God. Because you got to, that's for the Muslim. That's for the Orthodox Jew that doesn't believe, how can you have 3 persons but there's only 1 God? How could God become a man? You know, about the natures, the nature of Jesus, the incarnate Jesus Christ, about his nature. It's all these things they need to learn the right way. And so my Holy Trinity book, which I've been working on for 30 years, is I think on God the Father, on God the Son, and on God the Holy Spirit. Right?
Yeah.
That's it. And then on the Holy Trinity. So on the Holy Trinity, I got, and so I already have briefs about the Holy Trinity, and I've gotten some deep stuff already. That's up there, by the way. And I already got some really deep important stuff that's on my website already. I got a brief on the Holy Trinity. I got a brief on the Holy Spirit. I have an article on the Holy Spirit. I think it's an article, and I have a catechism on the gifts of Holy. So I got stuff up there that I've been pulling out of my Holy Trinity book, and I've been putting it up ahead of time. Because at whatever, when I see somebody's asking questions, they need some, I post the stuff up, right? But ideally speaking, this is what I want. I want it to be all in one book on the Holy Trinity. This way, even when I'm going to post this book up on Jesus Christ separately. I got the briefs on the Holy Trinity, but one day, and this is something, this is not on the top of the list, but it's on my list. I like to have everything in one book. Because, you know, like when you're talking about maybe Jesus Christ, and I'm mentioning on Jesus Christ about something about the Holy Trinity, about how there's 3 divine persons and 1 God, and God's the anchor of the Holy Trinity, and Jesus Christ is truly born, but he always existed, okay? Now, I go into that on the part about the Trinity. So if you're reading my thing on Jesus Christ, what I'm doing now is see my brief on the Holy Trinity. But if I had it all in one book, all you got to do is buy one book. It's all there. Don't you guys hate it when you get a book, when you're reading a book, and it says, oh, you got to get this book to understand that. I got to get that. What the? Okay, so now you're reading again. Oh, you got to get this book to understand that. So, okay. So you need 5 books. Get these 5 books before you read this book, because you're going to have to refer to those other 5 books. You understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
That's why I did my Great Apostasy the way I did it. That's why I did the Hellenization book the way I did it. That's why I did the Salvation Dogma and other related topics the way I did it. I put everything in one package on the key topics, so you don't get to get 5, 6, 7 books. But in the meantime, I do have separate things out there, because I want to get something out there ahead of time for people to look at. That's important. Ideally speaking, though, I just want to get one book on the Holy Trinity, and it's all in there. Like, what's Prego? It's all in there. The sauce, the Prego sauce.
It's in there.
It's in there.
It's in there.
What about? It's in there. You don't got to get another book. You know what they're gonna be thinking too? Our brain is a chinster. He wants us to buy his books. He sold me this one book, and then I'm realizing, see this book, see that book. I gotta buy 11 books. I bought this one book. I gotta buy 11 more books. Hey, we give a lot. If people don't have money, we give stuff for free.
Okay.
I mean, we do. But anyway, you can just take my stuff off the website for free. Yeah, that's the best way. We don't have a big printing press here. I tell people, you want to do the Bible. If we got an order for just like 100 Bibles, we wouldn't be able to handle it. I tell people, go to your local printer, print out my stuff, and you got it. So I'm just trying to show you what's been going on for these last 6 months, and I'm changing my, I'm concentrating more now on theological things that need to be done, deeper things I need to go into, new things I need to do, a few more new things. I'll explain them in a minute. And then when they're done, okay, fine. But like I said early on, can you imagine if God did miracles for me when I was like 25 years ago or 30, and I didn't get the Great Apostasy book or the Hellenization book, and you got all these people banging the doors down, and I'm dealing with them all day? It's over. It's done. Hey, you're not going to get the Great Apostasy book. You're not going to get the Hellenization book. I'm already overwhelmed with dealing with the people that are coming in. God showed that to me clearly in the beginning. Rich, you think you want people to come in now. You want me to do a miracle now. If I did, it would be the worst thing that could ever happen to you. You would be so interrupted, so disturbed with other things, you would never be able to get this work. I seen this long ago, so I understand that. And I don't care. Here's another thing. I don't care if God ever does do miracles anymore and no one else comes in but us. I'm happy. You know? Well, I'm happy the way I am now, right now. As long as I'm surrounded by good Catholics, I'm happy. I don't care. Even if God says, Richard, we're not going to convert another person to the end of the world, and I'm not going to do miracles for them because I'm not worthy of it. I'm just going to do miracles for you guys and keep you guys. I'm happy. Matter of fact, I can go, huh? Because these beings are a pain in the ass. Human beings. I love them. I do. But they're a pain in the ass. You know, but one thing I do love is when you convert people. That's beautiful. But, so, here we are. God's not going to do anything major here till I have this stuff laid out. So anyway, I was able to get into some really deep topics about Jesus Christ, and I think I probably finished all the major topics. Now, well, here's another thing. Okay. The things I added and a few things I expanded upon, they're deep. They're done. There's a few other things in this book on Jesus Christ that are still brief. Because I'm going to read over, I'm going to explain to you when I go over in a minute. We'll end here. I'm just going to read the topics. There's a few things in there that are still brief that what if I get time, I'm going to go back and expand upon them. But for now, I'm going to put the ones I added and the ones I expanded. And so you're still going to have a couple of brief things in the book. The Holy Trinity book, you know, that's on my list, but it's not on the top of the list. On the list, what I have, there's one thing on the list I'm not going to mention to anybody until I get it done. Yeah. You guys know what that is. Yeah. I'm going to keep you guys in suspense. There's a big thing I got to do, which I ain't going to tell none of you guys about. Only you guys who know me, who are on the website, who are on the chat site, you know what I'm talking about. That's on the top of the list. Another thing on the top of my list is retractions. I want to do a full book on my retractions to let people know errors I held earlier on, heresies I probably held earlier on, erroneous facts I held earlier on. When I was calling Thomas Aquinas a saint when we know he's a bastard. When I was referring to anti-popes as popes. When I was referring to Our Lady of La Salette when we know that's a false apparition, or Fatima. When I was referring to it as a valid apparition. All that stuff, I got 400 audios out there right now, videos, books. I'm not going to take them all off because I have some factual errors like that. There's a lot of good stuff in there. But there's some things in here that are not correct. When I held the heresy with the Holy Eucharist, yeah. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. Yeah. That's a deep dogma, so it's only a material heretic. You're not culpable for it unless you're a theologian. You study the whole thing. But the dogma is that Christ's soul is not in the Holy Eucharist. It's the dead Christ, not the living Christ. I don't want to go into that right now, but I have. It's on my website. Yeah. But in my earlier audios, you're going to see that. So people say, look, if you guys are looking at some of my earlier stuff, please look at my retractions, and you'll see it. No, Richard doesn't believe that anymore. St. Augustine has a whole book on retractions. Some of his earlier works contain some bad stuff. And he told you. This is bad. I don't believe this. I held this now. I hold this now. Okay, this is what he holds now. So that's, I've been trying to get back to the retraction book for a long time. And once I get that out there, I can still leave my other works up there and people could look and see what is his current belief on this particular position. Back then, he didn't study it deep enough. He was misled by modern theologians. He believed Aquinas was a great saint. He believed these popes were real popes, even though they're not popes. So the retractions is big. And the way I'm thinking is, when I'm done with this on Jesus Christ, I am going to then now dig into my retractions. And here's another one on the top of my list that needs to be done. It's faith before the Mass and Sacraments. Now, believe it or not, I got briefs on that. So I got stuff up there that really do give you a dogma. I got like in a brief, an article, one or two pages, about how you can't be, Catholics are not allowed to be in religious communion with non-Catholics. Any type of communion. So I have it in two pages, but I had a whole book on that. As you guys remember, it was one of my famous books. Faith Before the Mass. Real famous. Ooh. I give it 5 stars. Anyway, you got to get it. But it's not out there, you see. You go over to right now, it's not available. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So I thought it was up there, and somebody was asking something. I'm looking. I went, whoa. I said, I didn't revise this yet. Here's another one. All right? To me, that's a big one. Not gigantic as much as the theology I'm telling you about here, because I do have something up there on it, but it's still a big one. Faith before the Mass and Sacraments, I got to redo that one. So, retractions, faith before the Mass and Sacraments, the other one I'm not going to tell you guys about. It's about a poison. I ain't going to tell you who it is.
Yeah.
That's a really big one. Oh, there's another one I got to do too. This isn't on the top of the list though. So, it's not like it's an urgent thing, but on the Holy Emperor St. Justinian and his wife, the Empress Theodora. I'm almost done with that. But I had to put that aside to go over to this theology, which is more important. So I got to decide, I'm praying to God, that let me know what are the more important things on here. There's other ones. I got a whole book on simony, which is like, it'll make you guys sick. And I mentioned it already by you. I never gave you guys the evidence, but I mentioned it. It was so bad. When they were selling Mass, and they're selling Masses. Mass stipends, that's simony. Don't let them lie to you. Oh, it's for the priest upkeep. But then why don't you tell me it's for the priest upkeep? If I don't pay it, I don't get the Mass. No, you don't. You got to pay to get the Mass. Well, then it's for the Mass. I don't want to get into a lecture on that. All I want to tell you is, it's so bad. You saw The Chosen and you read the Bible. When Jesus went into the den, when they're selling in his home, his father's home, turned into a den of thieves. Selling grace and sacraments, a scandal. A goodwill pagan comes in who's an honest person financially, isn't a cheatster. And he says, what kind of church is this? You guys are like gangsters. You're charging money for this and that. You're charging high prices. Simony is so bad. And when they stopped want the mandatory tithes, which is God gave the church a way to make money. Mandatory tithes, 10% of your... not your, what's the bottom income? Not net, the net income. That's how you get the church, you have to give the church 10% of your net income, and gifts will come to you. They stopped making that mandatory. They're depending on mass stipends, stall fees. Priests were saying like 10 masses a day to get their money out of it. And they were saying so many masses a day, they call them shotgun masses. See, I'm giving you a little lecture on this. I didn't want to do it anyway. 5-minute masses. Bango, bango, bango. Then they came out and said, we can't do 5-minute masses. You can do a lot of masses a day, but there's a whole argument. What's the minimal of time it takes to say a mass? Well, then they said 15 minutes. Okay. So make sure your mass lasts at least 15 minutes. Okay. So they're still banging out. One priest, 10 masses a day, 15 minutes. Then one priest, he'd take in like maybe 40 masses. He got overloaded. And he's taking the 40 masses for $20 a shot, or 10 or 20, 20. He can't do all 40, so he jobs them out. He takes 20 of those masses to other people, and he gives them $10. He keeps the 10, they get 10. He doesn't have to say the mass, but they're still getting 10. He's jobbing out the other 20. This was going on. I have the evidence. I worked on this years ago. I got all the books on it. I read the books on it. This is from Catholic sources talking about this, who were condemned. Irish priest had a great book against simony. He's talking about all of this. Hey, I got 20 extra masses for dead people I got to pray for. I can't handle. I get 20 bucks a shot. I'll give you 10. And I'll keep the 10. Finally, they stopped all of that. They did, at least. They said, now a priest can only say 3 masses a day. So, okay. But they still accept money. So, I don't care. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. Say, Simon, that's another book you want to do. I don't put that one as a top theological work that needs to be done before God starts doing miracles. It's not one of the biggies. But it is big. I mean, I mentioned it. It's on the POF. Look, a lot of people know that. We all knew that. Oh, it's not. Don't come in. And they always, see, they do. They have a third-party person tell you, how much does it cost for funerals?
Yeah, right.
Somebody here told us, well, yeah. Was it $400 or $500? Right?
$500.
Yeah. You got to pay you got to pay for funerals.
Weddings.
You got to pay for weddings. You put it in an envelope. You give it to like the altar boy, and he gives it to the priest.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know how bad that is? Our Lord says, go and give freely my grace. It's horrible. Okay, so here's another book. So I got all the stuff that I need to do. I have to concentrate more on the theology. That's why I'm still doing lectures about a lot of things every week. But the reason I'm not posting them anymore is because I don't have time to review them. I don't just put my lectures out there. You guys get them raw. So if you're on my chat site, you'll get them. So I'm still giving lectures. You want to come on the chat site, but you have to abide by certain rules and believe in certain things, then you'll get them. But I have them. I have them all saved. One day, maybe, if somebody has time to go over, we'll bring them out.
Yeah.
If you realize, in the beginning, when I was, years ago, when I was doing the theology, if you guys might remember, I really only did about 2 lectures. Like a video. It was like Resurrection and Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm back in that mode. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm understanding that the theology has to be written about. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to end this lecture by giving you my titles for this book. Then I told the brothers, they're not going to go into the ones that are still brief I might not go over. Maybe I will because it's easy. And then I'm going to take out the ones where I went deep into it, and I'm going to do a separate lecture on that. For instance, Jesus Christ, human nature is all-knowing. I'm going to do a separate lecture on that whole thing. Just one lecture on that. But the book is already going to be up there, by the way. And before you even hear this lecture I'm giving right now, the book's going to be up there. Because I want you guys, because you're going to say, what does he mean? You can go right to the book and read it. So I'm not going to post this lecture up until this book is up. And this book should be up within 1 to 2 weeks. So once this book is up, the lecture goes up, you guys can read it. But this is going to get you interested, and you want to find out more details about it, go to the book. Then I'm going to also deal about, like, people they don't want to read, maybe don't like to read a lot. I am going to talk about each one of these deeper topics in a separate lecture. So you can either look at it in a video or you can look at it in audio. If I talk too fast, you can slow it up. If you don't like the way I talk, because I talk too much like from New Jersey, then I don't know. Get one of those AI things and have them talk to you. I don't know.
Speechify.
Yeah, speechify.
Right.
Well, that's what they do it for books.
Yeah.
Read it. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Well, it is good, some of these things.
Yeah,
but
they charge them.
So now, I'm just explaining to you, I don't think, now these are the few key things I need to finish. And, it's amazing because a lot of things we know and we take it for granted that other people know. Now, I'll say one thing, though, about Jesus Christ, human nature, being all-knowing. Almost everybody believes that who's even a nominal Catholic. Not everybody. Some are really bad, but some nominal Catholics don't even believe Jesus is God, as we found out. They don't even believe he's God. But some believe Jesus Christ is stupid. I can go a whole lecture on that. It gets me so angry. That last temptation of Christ. Mary had to teach Jesus how to add and multiply. She had to teach him things, and he was stupid. It's bad, man. It's bad. You know, even your Norfolk Souls don't. It's like Norfolk Catechism teaches he's all knowing. And people have. You got to be a pure Nestorian to teach that. Heretic. Or an Arian. One of the other brothers, a couple of the brothers, mentioned the good things anyway. They said, Rich, you got a lot of stuff out there anyway.
Yeah.
You know, about all these topics, about the apocalypse, about what's going on in the world. It's out there, about the Jews, about Zionism. I mean, how many more times can we talk about the homos and Zionism?
Yeah.
And we still have to bring it up for new people that are getting involved with it and coming across it. But I, as far as exposing it, man, I got a whole thing on it. I can't. What more do you want me to say about it? How much more can you say after you've already presented? So I already got that stuff out there. That stuff is done. I'm not saying we're still going to go out and talk about people that are involved in it. But as far as if you want to learn about Zionism and all these apocalyptic prophecies, it's up on my site. Just go look at it, man. I'm not going to give another lecture on it. I will talk about it again in relation to individual people, and I will. But theology's got to come first. You know, what good is it if we don't have all the teachings we need in here when we convert people, you know? Yeah. We don't want them to be misled by these other heretics out there. Okay, so I'm going to give you a topic. I'm just going to read the table of contents on what I have. And then in the following weeks, I'm going to pick out some of the deeper topics, and we're going to do one lecture on each topic alone. Okay, so the first thing I have in here is an introduction. The second chapter is Jesus, God the Son, is eternally begotten of the Father. The second one is Jesus is God. And you know, like I said before, there are some nominal Catholics don't even believe that anymore. And they don't even believe in the Holy Eucharist. It's crazy. The next chapter is Jesus created physical life, and the Holy Spirit creates spiritual life. Next chapter is Jesus is the Messiah. I have about a whole bunch of subheadings on that. Next chapter is Jesus condescended to humanity and he hid his divinity. The next chapter is Jesus is the ultimate redeemer. The next chapter is God was born of Mary and died in the incarnate divine person of God the Son. That's why we accuse the Jews of deicide. They really killed God in the divine person of God the Son. Mary gave birth to the whole divine person. Divine nature, human nature. I don't want to get into it. That's why I can have a post that you can look at it. The human nature, the divine nature always existed. The human nature was created in Mary's, took up from Mary's flesh. The human nature united to the divine nature in one person. She gave birth to the whole one person. God was born of Mary. And God died in the incarnate divine person of God the Son. Read it. It's posted up there now. You can go over and look at it. The next chapter is the Holy Eucharist is the dead body and blood of Christ and his living divine nature. The next chapter is Jesus is Mary's only natural child. And she's ever virgin. I mean, you got people that... I didn't expand on that, but I got... Some of the stuff I might have covered good enough, but you can always expand on some of the stuff maybe later on. But it's not imperative on it unless something comes up on that. The next one is Jesus' human nature has a distinct will and power than his divine nature. The next one is Jesus' human nature is not like our human nature in several ways. Not just that he didn't have sin, but more than that. So his human nature is not like ours in several different ways. The other one is Jesus' human nature was divinized. That's a dogma. Another dogma? There's a dogma here and an allowable opinions on how Jesus' human nature was divinized. Now that's a big section, a deep dive on that one. But it's only really 7 pages. But again, I boiled this down to 7 pages, but you can look at hundreds of notes I took before I even did this. The next chapter heading is Jesus' human nature is all-knowing. That's a dogma. All-knowing. And that one is 20 pages or more, maybe 30 pages. The next one is Jesus' human nature is all-powerful. That's an allowable opinion. That one's about 5 pages. The other one is Jesus' human nature never had any intrinsic corruptions. All the non-sinful corruptions that were added to his human nature were added there by miracles, such as thirst, hunger, pain, death. Those are non-sinful corruptions that were not due to him because he had no sin. Nor punishment due to sin, but he took it upon himself by a miracle. That's a big, big, big chapter. And that one's about 40 pages. Gigantic. A lot of stuff going on in here. I don't want to get... I'm going to give you a separate lecture on that, but the book's already up. You can go read it. That's at least 40 pages. I think it's 40, maybe more. I don't know. Okay. Then after that, we have Jesus's... The ways Jesus is less than the Father and was less than the angels. The next one is Jesus delivers the kingdom to the Father in context. And then I'm probably going to, I don't know if I'm going to add this to the book yet, but I'll mention it because maybe I probably will. I don't want to get deep on it yet, though, here. So I might do a, this will be brief if it is in the book. But I have some heresies regarding Jesus Christ, which I was going to get into Docetism, Parthodoxism, Arianism, Semi-Arianism, Nestorianism, Adoptionism, Monophysitism, Monothelitism, Modalism, and Apollinarianism. I may just give a brief on that at the end of the whole book. So basically, that's the book on Jesus Christ. And right now it's 179 pages, and I might expand upon some of these briefer topics in the future if I think I have to. But I got some real biggies that were important in here now. So when this book goes up, it's going to probably be, if I do add this last part, it's going to be like about 180 some pages for the book. And so every maybe Lord's Day when we're getting together, I try to get together one of these topics, and I try to boil it down so you get some of the key issues so you can listen to it on a video or on an audio. And if you want, you can read it. So as I said, this is going to be posted up on my website at the same time as this lecture. So you'll have the book to review. If you're listening, you're saying, what is he talking about? Go to the book. Read the book. Read the book. He refuses to learn shall what? Fall into evils. Proverbs 16.
Yeah.
He refuses to learn shall fall into evils. Another one in Timothy, take heed to thyself in doctrine.
Yes.
From doing so, thou shalt both save thyself and then I hear thee.
1 Timothy 4:16.
There's another one I was reading that was really good too about learning the faith. The learned shall understand wisdom. You need to learn. The heart comes first. Yeah. That's true. You got to love God and love the faith, but then the brain follows.
Yeah.
But the heart comes first. And if you have a right heart, you got to learn. You got to learn. Don't be slothful. Don't be spiritually slothful. On your judgment day, if you're spiritually slothful and you refuse to learn, you're going to hell on that alone. That's called affected ignorance. If you're ready to go, oh, I got to read this. If you love God, you're going to want to read it anyway. If you don't, now if you can't read, and some people in the early days couldn't read, they would have somebody give them a homily or a lecture, and they would teach them. And that's the way a lot of people learned who didn't know how to read. And I got audios. So if you don't know how to read, you can listen to my video or my audio. If you don't know English, then we'll have a translator for you. If you don't like my New Jersey accent, speechify it. I don't know. If I talk too fast, slow up the video. Whoa. Slow it up. Well, there are such excuses people give.
Yeah.
People make excuses when they don't want to learn. There's another one I just read last week, really good, about learning, you know. Oh, Joshua 1:8, right? Meditate upon the law day and night. And doing so, like thus, not that's the other one, but there's another one about, it's Joshua 1:8.
Yeah, it's, thou shalt meditate on the book of thy law day and night.
Yes, sir.
And then, I forgot.
Yeah, thou shalt meditate on the book of the law day and night.
Then thou shalt know how to direct
thy steps. Then thou shalt, and then thou shalt understand it. Joshua 1:8 is a good one. So, I'm giving you this stuff. Goodwill people are going to look at it. Slothful people that don't really love God. A lot of your Protestant Lord people just believe in Jesus. It's easy. They don't care about this stuff. But there's still a lot of people out there that do care. Even Protestants and other people. Even Mari Meyer, all these other guys. They have theology. They study this. I looked at their teachings. They're interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
They read. They take out of context. They lie. But they're studying. Then there's a whole group of people, like that little Catholics we grew up with. They don't want to read anything. They hear this, they go, sounds like Chinese, I don't want to read it. But other people, there's people out there that are interested in this. And so my point is, I presented this stuff to you. If you don't go and look at it and read it, you're going to be condemned for that alone on your judgment day. So I pray that God will give you the grace to look at not just what I'm teaching. Oh, I got so many teachings on my website for you people. But now this thing on Jesus Christ, is I'm posting that up. And for anybody who loves God and loves the truth, you know, you're going to love it. You may not like reading the stuff about refuting and sticking to heretics. You get angry at them. But if you refute a heretic the right way, it's a victory. I make mock of them, you know. You make them look stupid because they are. You show their bad will. I mean, you still love them. You want them to convert. But, man, there's a lot of liars out there. And they want to hold on to their heresies. And biggest thing is, there's people that were dragged into their heresies, like the Holy Roman Emperor Saint Justinian and Saint Cyril of Alexandria, and they try to make you believe he held heresies, and he never heard them. And then when he tells you what he meant, and when all his readings, other readings tell you what he meant, and everyone else tells you what he meant, and you still said he didn't mean it, I have a problem with that. I'll cut your head off. I'll kill you. If it's a Catholic state, and you were Catholic and subject to the church at one time because you're a danger to the faith because you're rotten-ass lies.
Yeah.
It's not hard to fill the world with lies if you control the media and if you control the educational system. None of us grew up learning any of this. We know nothing. The first 1,000 years of the church was like was the Dark Ages.
Yeah, that's what they called it.
We didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Not even though Aquinas was bad too, but he had a lot of stuff that was true too. We're in another phase where it's gotten even worse. You're just learning about all these modern people. Okay? So this is the end of my lecture for resurrection season. May God the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Holy Mother Mary, and on this resurrection day, our Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Father grant you all the graces to listen to what I'm saying, take it into your heart, and start learning the faith. Start reading. If you think that I'm stupid or I'm wrong or I'm lying, refute me. Read me. Prove me wrong. And then you're going to find out if you got goodwill, hey, wow, he's right. If you're bad will, there's nothing I can do about that. Until you change your rotten, lousy, lion heart. They read a lot of other stuff. They want to read Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I bet you know everything about Harry Potter. What he looked like, how tall he was, what school he went to, what he wore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.